Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Oh my God, guess what we're doing today?
Finishing the fuck out of Matthew.
We are! Do you know what we're doing? Besides finishing Matthew completely and utterly and totally?
Contradiction?
You're always wrong.
Or right, whichever.
No, but you're wrong. You're always wrong. You're wrong, damn it.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'm so excited. We haven't done one of these in ages because we've had to do a Q&A for every single fucking chapter of Matthew.
Yeah, this has been a fucking marathon.
This has been a nightmare.
Yeah.
The New Testament, so far, it's imminently more readable, but I fucking hate it.
Well, we have to fact check them at every fucking second that they put a word down because it's just all wrong.
Yeah, it's true.
It's ridiculous.
They're always wrong. They are always wrong.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you got a couple for us?
Well, before we get into the meat of the episode, I do want to say a couple things.
Yeah.
One is that it was really hard narrowing down these contradictions into a readable amount to cover on our podcast. There are so many places where it contradicts something else. But moreover, it was really hard to narrow it down to questions that would be relevant to our place where we're at the moment.
Yeah.
A lot of the contradictions we couldn't get into yet because it was like what Matthew says about Jesus versus what one of the other gospels that we haven't read yet says.
And we always work backwards. So,
right. Yeah. And so, I mean, that was about like 3/4 of the questions that I came across were a comparison of the gospels. And so I could immediately skip over those. That still left a number of contradictions, though, between just Matthew versus something in the Old Testament that was a rule of God or an event that happened. And as usual, as I always have done with our contradiction, you're always wrong episodes.
Yeah.
I've really tried to hone in on the questions that matter. Like when they say, how many generations was it? Well, this list says 13, but Matthew really likes 14, so he changed the numbering. Like, that was a question that I actually spent a long time formatting in my document before I remembered this isn't why we're here.
Right.
The numbers, the recording, the was his name spelled with a J or an H, that's not really the stuff that we're here for.
I think at one point you told me there was like 160 contradictions.
There were, on the list that I was utilizing, there were over 160 contradictions.
Obviously, some of them got weeded out. And
some of them were immediately weeded out because they were all comparisons further of the Gospels.
Yeah, right.
But many of them were just ones that I felt like it's not that they don't matter. They do. And it's not that they aren't contradictions. They are. But they weren't relevant to our purposes. Was so-and-so, who was so-and-so's son versus grandson versus son? And the reason that that isn't our purpose here or doesn't reflect our purpose is because we've already decided to kind of forgive and overlook the way that they describe somebody's son is a language issue.
Well, and in large part because of the sheer quantity of contradictions that are in the Bible.
I had to be really choosy is what I'm saying. So these are not the only contradictions is what I'm like circling around and getting back to. These are by far not the only contradictions in Matthew.
Right. And I will point out while we're going over this, we do have a contradictions thing on our website where you can go to find contradictions. So if you want to look up all of the contradictions in Matthew, you can head over to our website at sacrilegiousdiscourse.com.
Yeah.
And
I highly recommend going to that list if this is at all interesting to you, because I'm only scratching the surface and trying to do the podcast service by narrowing it down to what works best for this format.
Sure.
But I am by far and away not covering everything that could be covered here.
And at
here.
That, it still looks like an extensive list.
It does. It does. I was like, no, it's just the way it printed out. And that's another thing. Like, whenever we do these research episodes with the Q&A versus the contradictions, et cetera, whenever I'm not reading straight from the quote-unquote Bible, I print out my documents, because I've learned by now, especially the longer the material is, the more likely I am to accidentally scroll and lose my place, because I'm so bad at technology.
Sure.
Like, my thumb just like, boink,
right.
It'll hit the phone and it's gone. So yeah, I have this giant stack of documents. So you asked me the question, did I have something? That's what I have, and I'm ready to go.
All right. Let's jump into the contradictions.
Okie dokie. All right, we are jumping into You're Always Wrong, which is the final episode for Matthew ever.
Or contradictions.
No, you're always wrong.
Okay.
All ready?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, number one. Honey?
Yeah.
Babe?
Right.
Husband?
Yes.
Is Jesus peaceful?
Well,
you're always wrong, so just base it on what we've read.
I'm going to go with no, because that fucker, like, he flipped tables. He killed a bunch of pigs. I mean, like, he wasn't the most peaceful.
How
person.
We were brought up to believe, yes. The actuality of what we read, absolutely fucking not.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he wasn't like a mass murderer, unless you consider pigs.
Right,
you know, but he wasn't the most peaceful, that's for sure.
Right, yeah. So we're going with no. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, he says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I am not come to send peace, but a motherfucking sword." Boom. And that was after he was like, "Don't live by the sword. Put it away."
Right.
Because, as we know, honey,
you're always wrong.
Yeah.
Somebody's definitely always wrong.
You are. Yeah. Because Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, my favorite of these contradictions are where the contradiction itself is within the own book.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have to reference a different book of the Bible.
Right.
Right? It's like right there in Matthew.
Yeah, the call came from inside the house.
Exactly. Oh, my God. In chapter 5, Matthew says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And then sometime later, in chapter 26, verses 51 and 52, he says, "One of them drew a sword and struck a servant in the high priest." Remember, chopped off his ear?
Yeah, it was Paul, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
Peter. Peter, pumpkin eater.
Yeah.
He's the one that goes on to refuse him three times before the cock crows.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah. "Then said Jesus, put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword."
Mm.
So if you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Unless you don't.
And right, unless, but don't forget that I came as a sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, also, Peter's fine, I guess, maybe.
Whatever.
Because he's going to, like, sit on the thrones with
Jesus. Yeah, yeah. He gets to sit at the table, the final table.
As long as you don't chop anything more than an ear off.
No more ear chopping, Peter.
Right. Then you're good, I guess.
Peter. What'd I tell you, Peter? Put it away. All right. Number two. Should we let others see our good works? What do you think?
I have always been a fan of doing things without drawing attention to it. So my feeling is no.
I agree. No. Yeah, we should not. Matthew agrees with you in two different places. In chapter 6, verse 1, he says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men. Do not do your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven."
Yeah.
And then he goes on in chapter 23, verses 3 through 5. He says, do not eat after their works. All their works they do for to be seen of men. So he's like, you know, those fucking Philistines. They're always doing shit in front of people just right. to be seen.
Yeah.
Fuckers. But guess what? You're always wrong.
Sure, sure.
Because, yeah, he says in chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
Mm.
Specifically okay. show your wow. good works
another,
off.
Another in book
call coming from inside the house. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Those are my favorite. I'm yeah. telling you. Yeah. All right. So number 3, and this is another call coming from within the house.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is it okay to call someone a fool?
I'm going to go with no.
Right. Because no, let's not call each other. I mean, okay, if I'm...
There are some fools.
There are some fools.
Some and, that have a lot of power even.
And when I read this, I like to read this and go, you fool! Because that's just good fun. Because that's quoting the Princess Bride. And who doesn't love a good Princess Bride quote?
Got it. See, I was thinking as He-Man.
No, He-Man says, you boob!
I know, but it's the same, like,
it intonation. Is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the, you fool,
right.
that definitely is Princess Bride, sure. whereas, you boob,
right.
that's Skeletor.
Right.
Like, there's a slight difference.
Sure, oh, yeah,
and
sure.
it's whether he's saying boob or fool. It tells you the length of the intonation.
Right,
right. Right. But, yeah, don't do it. And Matthew agrees.
Okay.
Chapter 5, verse 22. Whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Mm. You might go to hell if you call people a fool, so wow. don't do it. But okay. guess what?
Maybe you won't, maybe?
You're always wrong. You should always call people a fool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like if you go back to Psalms and Proverbs, and I took a lot of these out, but I left these in just because it's more fun.
Yeah.
But I took a lot of the, like, when there were a lot of examples from the Old Testament, the yeah. Hebrew Bible.
Right.
I took the Psalm examples and the Proverb examples out because I was like, we got enough. We don't need these little poesy sure. bullshittery things. But right. these were fun. These were just straight up fun. Yes, definitely call people a fucking fool. In Psalm verse 14 and in, Psalm chapter 14 and Psalm 53, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. So yeah, definitely call non-believers and heathens, call them a fool.
But I'm gonna fucking push fools. Back on that one because they just said that he was a fool.
The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. You, the believer, are saying that the fool says in his heart that there's no God.
Well, but that's not referencing somebody actually calling them directly a
you're
fool.
Right. You're so, right.
I don't know.
It's a believer.
Maybe you're allowed to think it, but not say it.
It's a believer thinking it about a non-believer
right.
who is thinking in his heart that there's no God.
Yeah.
So they are thinking things at each other. The heathen is like, there is no God, there is no God, there is no God. And he's whispering it inside his non-soul. Sure. And then the Christian believer is going, you fool.
You know, it's funny. I do have to say this because like outside of when we're doing work on the podcast and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about whether or not there's a God or not. Like, it's not
right, right.
a constant state of being. Like, yes, we do a podcast where we do this a lot. Mm-hmm. So I do spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about this, but outside
in
of that...
In the context, we think about it in the context of what we have read in the Bible and how it's ironic what we've read or seen, like, in the news
sure,
today,
sure.
or people on the street, or what the fuck ever,
right,
things
but
like that.
I mean, God to me is just, it's a story that's, that I mean, like, it doesn't take up a lot of mental...
No
worry in my mind.
It really
you know?
Doesn't. I would even go so far as to add that the most time that I ever think anything about God as a whole is when somebody uninvited says, God bless you or have a blessed
sure,
day.
Sure.
And even then, I'm not thinking, there is no God, asshole.
Right.
What
right.
I'm thinking is, there goes somebody pushing their religion on me, and I'm not allowed to say anything back. I just have to sit here and smile because they're just pushing their fucking religion
well, and that,
on me.
That kind of goes to what I was gonna like, what I was gonna say here too, and that's that you know our reasoning for doing this, and we've said this multiple times, is not so much that we're just angry that there's no God or whatever. Like, it's not about politics.
It's about the people.
It's about social interactions. It's about laws. It's about all the things other than, I could give two fucks about the God. Like, I don't care. Y'all can have your God. If you left me alone, I wouldn't even be talking about this shit.
Right?
So it's a matter of how much I have to deal with this shit.
It's because if somebody tells me, God bless me or have a good blessed day, that's fine. But if I tell them back, may Thor's thunder be with you, then I'm the asshole.
Right.
And I hate that. That is not fair.
Sure.
I should be able to say, and a good flying spaghetti monster unto you as well, my good friend. Right. Like, if I'm not saying it to be mean, like, and I'm not, I'm just like.
Yeah, we're forced to endure, you know, religion foisted upon us pretty much daily as atheists.
And I know, and I'm supposed to just take it.
We can't voice our side because it's not.
It's not nice.
It's not. Yeah. But it's not socially acceptable. Yeah, exactly.
It's considered rude. It's fine to foist it upon me. It's not fine for me to be like, but don't though.
Right.
I don't. It's almost like in toxic male culture, like the incels are like, you will want me and I will fuck you. And the girls are just walking around going like, but don't though. I just want to live.
Right.
Could I just be allowed to live?
Yeah, I felt the need to address it because there are so many people that are like, well, then why do you spend so much time doing this?
And it's
like,
not about God. It's about your tone of voice, asshole. I mean, yeah. Right?
No, it's absolutely about the people doing things to us on a daily.
On a daily. So. And then their thing would be like, why does it matter? And I'm like, I don't know. Why does it matter? Right. Why, if I say unto you, good luck and may the stars be ever in your favor.
Yeah, if we felt.
If I said that, I don't know, honey. Why does it matter, my friend? My dear cousin, my person related to me through apehood and Gibbons. Why does it matter to you?
Right.
You know, yeah. I don't know. You explain to me.
Right.
But I bet I know why, because theirs is real and mine isn't.
Right.
And I'm like, what if they're all not?
Yeah.
And what if, fuck off. And this is why I stay in my house. Anyway, so Matthew, again, coming from in the house, he in chapter 23 says, ye fools and blind. He's talking about people that don't believe. And he says it straight up. Wow. You're a motherfucking fool. And you're blind.
He's actually calling them fool. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Also in Proverbs, just FYI, putting it out there. Chapter 28, it does say, he that trusteth in his own heart, he's a fucking fool.
Got it.
It just says it straight out.
Yeah.
So it's fine to call people fools.
Okay.
Love me some good name calling.
Right.
All right, number four. Should you punish people with an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth?
I don't believe in that, so I'm going to go with no.
I agree with you.
I've chosen to just go with my own morals when I answer, I feel.
Yeah, I think that's best. Either our own morals or like what we have believed up until now, maybe.
Right.
Or what it should be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Because then you can stand by it and be like, I don't fucking care what it says. How about that?
Right.
It turns out, though, that Matthew does agree with us. Hmm. We should not be retributive. Ye hath heard it said, has heard... Blah, blah, blah. I have a really hard time with the King James version.
Yeah, I don't... You always pull these out of the King James when we read, not the King James.
I know. Because the sources that I use... That's what they use. And so, it just makes it like.
Got it.
So, but it's also kind of fun to be like, ye have heard that it hath been said.
Sure.
And that's just good fun.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil. But whoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Mm. This is your turn the other cheek.
Right.
You know, just don't.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Sure. Just, I think the Mel Robbins fucking thing is let them. Mel Robbins is related to that whole... what's his name? Like Tim Robbins, Tom Robbins? I don't know. That fucking life coach guy that gets up on stage and he's always like, He's a life coach guy.
You know. I have no idea who you're talking
about. Are you serious? Oh, yeah. My God. Where is our Discord when we need them? This is not a Tuesday, so I'm just up here talking out my ass. He's that productivity guru of self-help and pick yourself up by your bootstraps and you got this rah-rah life coach guy.
I gotta be honest, I don't care.
No, I don't either, but I'm just saying, like, he's very well-known.
Okay.
And then there's a Mel Robbins, and I don't know if she's like his fucking sister, wife. I don't even know if they're related. I have to believe they've got to be somehow with that last name, and they're both like of the life coach variety. And she's got this whole philosophy called Let Them.
Okay.
And this kind of leans into that. Just let them.
Got it.
Them say what they're going to say. Let them be how they're going to be.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But also, guess what?
What?
You're always wrong. Mm. Back in Leviticus. Do you remember way back in Leviticus?
I mean, some, yeah.
I mean, we're talking
there was
like,
there were a lot of rules back then.
That was the fucking Pentateuch.
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 24 says, if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, punch that motherfucker right in the goddamn gullet. As he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. He kicked you in the balls, you kicked that motherfucker right back.
Got it.
He had it coming.
Right.
We do us some retribution in Leviticus.
Right.
But Matthew's like, let it go.
Sure.
Just don't.
Yeah.
What's the harm?
Sure. You know,
clearly they're an asshole. Is punching them back going to fix anything?
Generally, no. No. I mean,
it depends.
Might feel better about it for a minute.
There is the also psychology says do stand up to bullies.
Sure.
But I think that the psychology has to be right. Like, you don't spank out of anger kind of thing.
Right.
Same with a bully. You don't like hit them back out of anger. You got to be like,
you got to take things
thoughtful.
Yeah, right. Everything you have to deal with in the moment. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes the appropriate thing is to fight back.
Sure.
Obviously.
But not out of anger. Do it thoughtfully.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Or self-defense.
Yeah, self-defense. But never out of anger and retribution.
Right.
Like, that is not justice. That is vengeance.
Right.
And vengeance is nasty.
If you're doing it for pleasure of some type, you know, in the moment,
personal
of
gain,
then it's wrong.
Yeah, so, I agree. Yeah. I agree with you. It's almost like we're married and we have similar values and ethics that didn't come from Christian upbringing.
It is almost like that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Number five, are the laws of the Old Testament still binding?
The fucker said so.
Right?
Point,
and this is one where you can't rely on your own sense of ethics because who fucking cares, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to lean on here?
Well, I already know this is a contradiction because it bothered me in the fucking book. Mm-hmm. So he kind of went both ways.
But if you were like, but how's it supposed to be?
Well, I don't know how you can justify just up and tossing away God's word,
right,
and make that okay in any way, like shape, you know, like the... How is it that some laws still count, right, but some
but
don't?
But others, you just get to be Jesus and decide they don't.
And if I were to take, like, Christians' point of view in this day and age, some from the New Testament and some from the Old Testament still apply.
Right.
But it's up to them, apparently, to decide which
they
ones.
They get to decide, yeah.
So it's really fucking weird.
So I'm going to go with, because these were Jewish people, I'm going to say, yeah, they're forever binding.
Right.
Because you told me so.
Right.
And that's what Yahweh said, and you're still dealing with Yahweh as this was written.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, we've got multiple places throughout the Old Testament and even in Matthew to back that up.
Yeah.
So I'll read you a few.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fucking binding forever. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always.
Yes.
That means, like, I don't know, forever.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Moving on. First Chronicles. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, an everlasting covenant.
Yeah, we haven't passed 1,000 generations at this point, so.
Like, you know. I'm not doing the fucking math, but when we got the word always and everlasting, that to me means that the numbers are relevant.
Right.
And it was there for the cosmic hua 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 magic of the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Moving on to Psalms, which again, that's just poesy, so who cares? But I'm going to read it. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever and ever and ever forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Mm. He's again talking about fucking forever, bitches.
Yeah.
Okay. Book of Malachi. Remember ye the law of Moses. Don't you be fucking forgetting, so assholes.
This is a lot of better follow those rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we get to Matthew, and he agrees, chapter 5, right, verses 18 and 19, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or tittle, meaning dot, like I's dotted, cross T's. That's what the jots and tittles are.
Right.
One jot or tittle shall no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
I mean, at least he gets into heaven, but he ain't, like, being counted at the top of heaven's list.
I guess, yeah.
Because Matthew's like, no, you have to obey God.
Based on the people I see in the world, I would say that most people are at the least, so.
I'm in the least.
Just my guess.
I'm in the least, and I'm fine with it because I don't believe, so it's fine. But guess what, though?
What?
You're always wrong, as am I, and apparently Matthew and all the other people in the Old Testament.
Right, right.
Because in chapter 22, there are only two laws that you must obey.
Yeah.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all the mind.
Yeah.
Okay? So you gotta love him. That's the first and greatest commandment.
Right.
Okay? And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Sure. There's lots of love happening.
Yeah.
On these commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Got it.
So as long as there's love, everything else is gravy.
Right. All you need is love.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
Except for that you also probably shouldn't eat shrimp if you want to get into heaven.
I can't eat shrimp because it gives me hives and swells my throat closed.
Right.
But
right.
Other people shouldn't because that's an Old Testament law.
Right.
Although we will get to that because it got taken away. It's no, not a law anymore. Look,
I get it. They nixed it, but they didn't, you know.
They did, but they didn't.
And when it comes to, like, you know, things that Christians don't like, they didn't nix certain things.
Yeah.
You know.
They love shrimp.
Well, yeah, they love shrimp.
They love Red Lobster. Like, that's where they go after church on Sunday.
But they don't like, you know, gay marriage, and they point to things in Old Testament.
And suddenly the Old Testament matters again.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, love that.
Right.
Love that for them.
Yeah.
It must be so cool to be able to only memorize the one bits that you like.
Right.
And to think that, like, those are for realsies, you guys.
Like, if you want to bring that up, then we really need to talk about your shrimp intake.
Yeah.
And your mixed threads.
And your mixed threads and your haircuts and all of the other things that you are doing to your body, the things that you eat, the things that you drink.
Yeah.
Every single medical procedure, because God made you as you are. Why'd you change it?
Sounds to me like you're going to hell. Based on your, like, judgment of this person.
Sounds like you're a son of a bitch. I mean, your blue eyeshadow alone, you know? I don't know what to tell you. Like, and this is coming from a person that wears blue lipstick.
Right.
You know? I don't know what to tell you. I'm fine with it. Like, I'm fine with it for myself. But I really think you need to examine your behavior and the things that you're quoting.
Right.
Just learn it. Just study it out. All right, number 6. Honey.
Yeah.
Is it okay to add to the law of Moses? As we know, as we read through, up until Matthew, was it ever going to be okay all the way through the Old Testament to add to the law of Moses?
I honestly don't know the answer to this one, but I'm going to go with probably not.
No, the answer is no, absolutely fucking not. Yeah. Don't fuck with the word of God.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy said it best. Okay. Chapter 4, verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you.
Okay.
Do not get straighter than that.
Right.
Do not add unto it. Leave it the fuck alone. I said what I said.
And they added a whole new book.
Uh-huh. Yeah. every single thing that you're always wrong here, I'm not even going to sing it, is Matthew.
Okay.
Adding to it. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jesus added so many fucking new laws. Okay.
Okay.
So a lot of these, actually, all the ones that I wrote here come from chapter 5.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
So you have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. So the old law was don't murder, right? Like sure. That's one of the Ten Commandments, right? Yeah. Don't be murdering each other.
Right.
Right. And Matthew says, yeah, but if you're even angry, you've murdered them in your heart.
Right.
I've added to that. I've reinterpreted it. I'm telling you what it meant.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I think God meant.
Sure.
Because a few chapters later, I'm going to tell you that I decided I am God.
Right. And that's one of the things. It bothered me a little bit that they were adding to the laws while also at the same exact time telling us that there's only two laws that really matter.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing?
Follow all the rules of God, but the only ones that really matter are the loved ones. But also, let me reinterpret all of the other ones for you that don't matter, but that do matter right. Sometimes.
And look, I can see how, like, the murder thing, if you could wrap it into the love thing, because if you love thy neighbor, right, you're mm-hmm. not going to murder them, probably, right?
Right.
So I can see how you could interpret it that way, but it is kind of bullshit that you're adding and taking away at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a confusing message.
The whole thing is stupid because God said don't fuck with it.
Right.
Just don't murder.
Yeah.
You don't need to have emotional understanding of it. Don't fucking murder.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah.
Then we go to court and we get to decide, was the murder justified? And that's what the guilty or non-guilty means. The guilty or non-guilty doesn't ask, did you or didn't you do it?
Right.
It's not asking, was the murder committed and were you the one who did it? The guilty or non-guilty is, do you deserve to be punished for it?
Sure.
Which I've always had a problem with that legalese language, because guilty or non-guilty, like, that's not, like, if I kill somebody in self-defense, I'm guilty of having murdered them in self-defense.
Right.
But in plain English, I did it. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I don't feel bad.
It's not precise language.
It's bad. And right. I'm autistic, so I hate it. Right. I want to rewrite it. Yeah. I want to make it be like, no, you're asking the wrong question. I can't in good conscience say not guilty if I know I fucking did it, because what you're actually asking me is, do I deserve to be punished for it?
Right.
And that's a different question.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, Matthew goes on to say, you have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. And then he reinterprets that to mean, but I say unto you that whoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart.
Mm.
So the original was, don't cheat. Don't yeah. be a cheaty cheater.
Right.
Like, stay monogamous, motherfucker.
Sure.
If you're in a monogamous relationship, don't be a cheater.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And Matthew's like, I would go so far as to say, if you're lusty and you even thought that woman was pretty that walked by, you're a cheater.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know about all that.
Right.
People do be hot. I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, I have a very parasocial relationship attraction thing happening with Pedro Pascal currently, because he's just, like, he marks all my boxes, you know?
Sure.
He's fantastic. He's cute. He's a queer icon. He's a queer ally. He's a great actor. He's funny. He's smart. He's sweet. I love him. He's a doll. He's a peach.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I'm not cheating on my husband. I don't think. Do you? I guess I should ask you, husband.
No, I'm good.
Am I a cheater?
No.
Do I have cheating in my heart?
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Matthew goes on to say, it has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced commits adultery.
Because they're property.
Because they're property. But what he's saying is, this one actually could be argued to be helpful to women.
Sure.
Because it goes back to the whole men had to have a reason to divorce their wives. Yeah. And either the wife had to be a quote unquote cheater, which means that somebody else probably raped her or coerced her.
Right, right. So sadly for the time, this was progressive.
Right. Or it could be he just don't like her no more and he want to get some sweet new pussy.
Right.
Like he's done with hers.
Yeah.
He don't want that no more. He would be like, she burnt my fucking dinner and I need new pussy, so I'm going to divorce her. I don't find her pleasing no more.
The biggest problem with this is that churches, especially the more right-leaning evangelical mm-hmm. types, really do still treat women somewhat as property.
Somewhat? You can leave that out.
Right, sure.
They want women to be property.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the whole trad wife movement is about.
Yeah, and so, like, it's really... It's great that they made some progress between the hundreds of years in the Bible, but there mm-hmm. has been little to no progress made since in certain groups of Christianity.
Look, I just still go back to the fact that when I was born, women could still... I'm only 50. I was born in 75, okay? When I was born in the United States, women could still not have their own fucking checking account or fucking credit card and had to get... permission from their husband to, like, if they wanted to take cash out of their account or
right.
close it all together.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe it was even legal in places, but the social rules, like, that doesn't mean that the banks, like, went that direction. I'm sure that there were plenty of women who wanted to say, I don't know, buy a house,
yeah.
but weren't allowed because they weren't married. And to this day, women... still are not allowed to have their tubes tied or have a hysterectomy without their partner's permission.
Right.
And they have to be a certain age. And I don't mean 18 legal age. I mean, they need to probably be in their late 20s, sometimes even 30s, before a OBGYN will, in good conscience, allow the procedure to progress. So don't even be talking to me about fucking women's rights up in here.
Right.
We don't got them.
Right.
Okay. So fuck Matthew. Anyways, Matthew and his little progressive, I'm just trying to protect women.
Well, it's more about okay. how it's been interpreted since. I mean, that,
right.
you know, there are progressive Christian groups out there. I don't want to say that there are not.
Right.
But there are definitely still the thoughts that resonate with the ideas that are presented here,
and
where women are still property, where women still
it seems to be going more that direction in our
yeah.
laws, considering that, like, for example, abortion being stripped
right.
because it was never codified into law.
Sure.
So, again, I'm just like, I'm not here for it. When we start talking about women's rights, and I'm like, no.
Right.
Not when the United States is backsliding. And again, that's why we're reading the Bible.
Yeah.
All right. So Matthew goes on to say, hey, bitches, have y'all heard that it has been said by them of old time that thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths? But I say unto you, don't be fucking swearing at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. So he's saying don't swear.
Right.
Because... swearing's bad. Just don't even.
Sure.
But by swear, he's not saying cuss words. He's saying make promises.
Got it.
Like, don't make promises in God's name because you might not be able to keep it. And then you'll be like that one guy who had to eat his daughter for dinner or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but...
If I had a dollar for every time I heard somebody say, I swear to God.
Right?
You know?
That one is... I swear to fucking God. I say that a lot, though. I say it a lot. Like,
but I'm saying even Christians, though. You know,
Christians like, do. And so. I'm like, are you sure?
Right.
Matthew doesn't like that.
Right, right.
Have you read that? Have you read that part? He does not want you to do that. I don't think God likes it when you do that.
Right.
And then, but I say fuck, and they're like, language. And I'm like, did you just?
Right.
I'm a 50-year-old grown-ass woman. Did you really just language? Fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. How about that? Eat my whole entire ass. All right, Matthew goes on to say, you've heard it been said, an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, blah, blah, blah. Resist not evil. Whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn the other cheek. Okay?
Yeah.
So he's reinterpreting the law again is what we're doing here.
Sure.
And saying that...
There was a lot of that.
God said it wrong. Let me make it clearer. And I'm like, what if you did that for like 2026? God, that'd be so fucking cool. Okay, so moving on. Number seven. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to have sex outside of marriage?
Yes.
Is it?
I mean, no. I was thinking cheating. So like I thought about that. To me personally, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, we are in a monogamous.
Sure. And yeah, there are different relationships.
Marriage.
Too. Right. There are different relationship styles. So
no.
Right. Yeah.
But
I'm speaking from personal, you know.
Right.
But yeah. But if you, yeah, if you're not
consenting, safe adults,
right.
do what you do. Yeah. I don't fucking care. It doesn't matter to
right.
me.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, all forms of however that takes place, as long as it's consenting adults.
Right.
And being safe and with the understanding that you're trying to make each other happy.
Right.
Because otherwise, fuck you. Yeah, so it is not wrong to have sex outside of marriage. And Numbers agrees with us. Fornication and adultery are okay when God commands it. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Okay.
Because remember that time when the Lord spoke to Moses saying, avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. And they warred against the Midianites as the Lord commanded Moses, and they slew all the males. Moses was wroth with the officers, and Moses said unto them, have you saved all the women alive? Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones and kill every woman that's been fucked by a man lying with him. But all the women children, meaning all the little virgins, all the little girls that yeah. haven't fucked yet, that got that sweet, sweet tight pussy, those that have not known a man by lying with them, you can go ahead and have them even if you're already married. It's fine. Keep them alive for yourselves. Mm. We love raping other people's babies. It's fine. It's fine. This is fine. Okay. So that's fine to have sex outside of marriage because God said so. Moses said God said so. Okay? But guess what?
I hope I'm wrong. I hope that's wrong.
I'm going to sing this one. I think it deserves it. Sure. You're always wrong. Because back in Exodus and in Deuteronomy, I don't know if you recall, but it is, what are those things called? A commandment.
Right.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Right.
Fucking don't do it, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, again, consenting adults, et cetera, et cetera. But that wouldn't be adultery then, would it?
No.
Right. So, and then Matthew himself comes by and he's like, hey, so you've heard it said by them of old time, you know, back in them olden days.
Yeah.
That's funny to hear Matthew say, olden days. Thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say unto you, don't forget, you even see a hottie and you're like, damn, that bitch be hot. And you've already committed adultery and you're going to hell and you should die. Swallow razor blades. Bye. Now,
I do want to say, because you referenced the, I do remember that bit from the Old Testament with the saving the young women thing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't recall them saying that it was okay for married men to take them. But
it was,
were you reading
all,
into that? Or
I was reading into it because it was all the men could take them.
Okay.
Well, all the men, married or otherwise.
Right. But that, again, it wasn't specifically said that married men could take them. So then most of the army might have been unmarried men, too, because they're usually younger people that would be in the army.
You might be wrong.
I might. But you also might be wrong.
That is true.
And I'm just
that is true.
Throwing that out there as a clarification, as it's
no,
not specifically
true.
Said that they were married men that took those girls, which regardless, it was still terrible.
I'm just going to say that even if only five of them was married, Moses told all of them, go get you some chicks.
Again, I just want to point out that it was never said that married women or married men were the ones doing it specifically.
Right.
So.
But it was gross.
I agree with that.
Okay.
And we can stand on that alone, I think.
Yeah, that's
so
why
that,
I said
that's
it.
Fine.
It's still gross.
Right.
All right, number eight. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Is divorce ever permissible?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And that one goes back to Deuteronomy,
yeah.
even. When a man finds uncleanness in his wife or she no longer has favor in his eyes.
Right.
You know, he's like, ugh, she's so fucking gross. He can give her a bill of divorce. Remember, there's shoes involved.
I do.
And, then she's allowed to go marry somebody else and it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Right.
So that was in Deuteronomy. And then Matthew agrees, whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall put away his wife except... Oh, wait.
No, that's a disagreement.
Wait, no, yeah, I copied the wrong one there. Okay. Sorry. Whosoever shall put away his wife except for fornication and shall marry another commits adultery.
Right.
Yeah,
That's the opposite.
That's the opposite, yeah.
Right. Although I think that even in the Old Testament, it was more... It was usually for the same reasons that they're mentioning there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're like, divorce wasn't common in the Old Testament either.
Right.
It's just there was a mechanism for it to happen, that's all.
Right. But then he also says divorce is never permissible, even though he just said...
Right.
So, then he says... Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Yeah.
Don't be throwing your wife away, dudes.
Right.
Just because she's not young and pretty anymore.
Right.
You're the one that knocked her up.
But they didn't specifically take it away as an option because, like, I think even in Matthew, they kind of alluded to the fact that if there's cheating or something like that going on, then it was okay still.
No, but he was trying to, that's again the case where he's trying to protect women from getting tossed away.
Yeah, they're leaning harder into the stay married portion,
right?
But they still left a slight bit of room for the old ways too.
Right.
So that's...
It's still...
Agreed.
Well, here's a good question. How should non-believers be treated? There's two different choices. Okay.
Yeah.
Kill them, or you laugh. Kill them, or conversely, love and be kind to them.
I'm gonna opt for number two. Love and be kind to them, because why the fuck would you commit a sin to fucking kill somebody who simply doesn't believe in your God?
Because it does. They're not human if they don't believe in God, and then it's not murder.
So you kill dogs. Count. You kill cats. You just walk around killing anything that doesn't believe in your God.
They probably kill whatever the fuck they want if they decide there's a good Bible reason for it. That's a
good reason for me not to be Christian.
I'm just saying. So Matthew says, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's Leviticus and Matthew.
Okay.
Both places it says, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah.
And then in two different places in Matthew, it says, love your enemies, whoever you would that men should do to you, do even so unto them. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have done unto you.
Right.
Right. That's the golden rule.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, Matthew's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Just love them.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, back in Deuteronomy, we were supposed to kill the motherfuckers. If thy brother, the son of the mother, the son, the daughter, the wife of the bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely the gods of the people which are round about you.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him, or spare him, or none of that shit. Don't conceal him. You shall surely fucking kill him. Thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death. Even whether it's your brother, son of thy mother, son, daughter, your kids, your family, I don't fucking care.
Kill.
Your hand needs to be the first one to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people, and thou shalt stone him with stones that he die.
Wow.
Kill him. Kill those non-fucking believers. Okay? And Matthew's like, let's not, though.
Yeah. Yeah, can we not kill people? That would be awesome.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a good one. I'll let Matthew have that one.
Sure, yeah. Yes, definitely. I think that's probably a good plan, so.
All right. Number 10. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Is anyone good?
I'm gonna go with no because I am not a black and white person. Like I don't right. believe things to be good and evil. Good, like there are nuances. There are gray areas. No one is good or evil.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying there aren't good people, but the qualification of what I mean by good is different than the qualifications in the Bible, in my
opinion. Sure. No, I totally agree with you. And so does Isaiah. He says, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
Yeah.
He's like, humanity kind of sucks, brah.
Right.
Which I agree with. I'm very cynical and jaded. I tend to look poorly on humanity too, Isaiah.
Right.
But guess what?
You're always wrong. Right.
Because Matthew says, no, yes, he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. There are good people.
Yeah,
Matthew says so. Okay.
So the people that are good have droughts all the time because it doesn't rain on them?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I kind of like a good rain, you know? Cools things down, waters the plants, you know, causes life to happen.
I'm only happy when it rains. You knew I was going there, right?
Yeah.
I had to. I felt like you were teeing me up for that.
I really wasn't, but
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we get back to swearing. Hey, honey.
Yes, dear.
Is it ever okay to swear?
Yes.
It is. I agree. That goes back to Genesis, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Amos.
Okay. All right.
I'm only going to read a few of these, though, not all those. Just know that somewhere in all those books, it's fine to fucking swear.
Yeah.
Okay? In Genesis, it says, now therefore swear unto me here by God. And then later it says, and Abraham said, I will swear. And then later it says, and Abraham said unto his eldest servant, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord.
Okay.
And then later, and the servant put his hand under the thigh.
I want to be clear here.
And swore to him concerning that matter.
Swearing in promising. The Bible as it stands is promising.
Yeah.
Not, because, and I'm saying this because a lot of Christians take the swearing very literally.
To be a cuss word.
Right. Yeah.
So they get mad at my F-bomb, but have no problem making promises.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, you misunderstand, my friend.
Right, they completely misunderstand.
It says, don't make a promise.
Yeah.
And particularly, don't do it in God's name.
Yeah.
That's what it means by not taking the Lord's name in vain. Me going, sure. God damn it.
Right, that is wrong, according to the Bible.
maybe a little, but not, like, terrible, like... That's not really taking the Lord's name in vain. I'm not promising in his name.
I guess. But regardless.
Saying fuck isn't at all.
That's what I was getting at. Is that there's definitely a distinction that a lot of Christians don't make between swearing cuss words versus swearing promises.
And they don't mind making promises.
Right.
Which is swearing.
Don't actually know what it says in the Bible.
Right, so, right.
Like, it has to be, because they claim Bible, but they don't know what it actually means.
Right.
So.
Well, all the way up through Amos, it says, God hath sworn by his holiness.
Yeah.
So, God swears.
Sure.
It's fine. Swearing's fine.
Well, God...
Making promises is fine.
God gets to bend and break all the rules, because is, you know, God...
But Matthew disagrees. Matthew says, you're always wrong.
Okay.
I say unto you, swear not at all, meaning don't make any fucking promises. Neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. We've read this before.
Sure.
But let your communication be yay, or nay. So yes or no.
Oh, okay.
But whatsoever is more than these comes of evil.
I see.
You don't, if you say it, let it be true. Say what you mean and mean what you say. You don't have to say, I promise or I swear.
Sure.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
So if I say, where were you tonight? You say, I was at my friend's house, you know, the one that lives a couple blocks over. I was at his house till about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You don't need to add, I swear.
Right.
And you don't need to add, you can call him if you don't believe me.
Sure.
And you don't need to add all this other... You know, here's the proof, and here's, like...
Yeah, that always adds some suspicion, right?
Right. So. You just say, here's where I was.
Right.
And that should be enough.
Yeah.
Because you tell the truth, and you don't need to fucking worry about it, is what Jesus is saying, or Matthew is claiming Jesus is saying.
Sure.
So, which kind of has a truth to it.
Yeah.
And to me... If you have to ask, where were you tonight? Like, you guys already have problems.
Right.
And That's neither on one party or the other. If one party is like, where were you tonight? And the other party is like, I was at my friend's house, I swear. Like, both of you got issues because, like, why are you doubting? Either because the other party has given you lots and lots of reasons to doubt, or because you're insecure.
Sure.
And so you guys have problems. And if the other one is answering, at my friend's house, I swear, why are you not? Either they have been accused so many times, probably because there's reason, in which case don't be defensive.
Right.
Or accused because the other person asking them is insecure, in which case be empathetic, don't be defensive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, y'all have problems you need to work out that has nothing to do with if cheating was involved or lying or whatever.
Sure.
Just be, always be honest and be kind and don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
All right. Number 12.
Okay.
Okay. To judge or not to judge? That is the question.
Don't judge.
Don't judge. I agree with you. Matthew agrees with you, too.
Yeah.
Judge not that ye not be judged. Like, right. Basically, don't judge unless you want somebody to judge you.
And look, here's, you know? Here's the other bit of that is that, you know, I said earlier, I don't believe in black and white, good and evil, right?
Right.
We all judge.
I was going to say, like that, I judge everybody.
We're all guilty of it. But I think the indicator of a good person is one who tries not to judge, right? Like, you attempt to pull yourself out of that base idea of judging other people without cause or without reason, right?
So, yeah. I was going to say, like, I judge a person by their reading list and by whether or not they have books in their house that are easily accessible. Like, whenever I meet somebody, if I go to their house for the first time, I'm immediately looking for their bookshelf. And if they don't have one,
yeah,
I cannot help it. I'm immediately disappointed in them. Like, I'm not sure we can be friends or, like, but where are your books, though?
Right.
I don't understand. What do you read? Or, like, to me, your bookshelf, even if you don't read a single book on it, like, what books you have, that tells me a little bit about you.
I mean, ideally, if we had, you know, all the money in the world, we would have, like, a whole library room.
We have a lot of books.
We do.
And we're proud of the books that we display because we're happy about what they say about us. They're classics. They're politically inspired. They're solid fiction, like some good, hard, you know, dystopia like Brave New World and Vonnegut. You know, we got some good stuff that we feel like this is who we are as
lots of science fiction,
lots of sci-fi. You know, we've got some books by Obama, you know, like the books on our shelf, like we're like, this is who we are, each as individuals and as a couple.
Right.
And it's like our display. Some people display like their fucking Yadros or their fucking porcelain dolls or their plates or whatever. We display our books, our record vinyl collection, our board games. Like, that's the kind of shit that we display. So I do judge.
Sure.
And when I friend somebody online and then I, you know, find them on Goodreads, I do judge their Goodreads. Sure. I do. I can't help it.
Yeah.
Like, and I say that even as somebody who has read and enjoyed the Twilight series. So I know, don't judge.
Anybody that's on our Discord has got a good laugh. So
Yeah. Brady got a really good laugh, if anybody did.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, if I see that you read the Twilight series, I'm not like, you Twilight series reading idiot. Like, I'm not like that. What I am like, though, is, right, but what else did you read besides that?
Right, yeah.
Because
if it's balanced out, then it's still okay.
Like, if you, and what did you rate it? And what else, what did you rate other things? Because there's, like, I know a lot of people that rated it 5 stars, but then I go and I look at their shit and they rated everything 5 stars. Basically, if they read it and didn't hate it, it got a 5 star. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I will judge you and I will look through your list.
Right.
So, I don't want to say I don't judge. But Matthew's like, yeah, don't, though.
Sure.
But back in Leviticus, I am always wrong here, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm not supposed to judge. Back in Leviticus, it says, it does say judge everything and everyone. So I guess I am kind of right then in that case.
Okay.
But I don't think it's nice of me. I don't think it's nice of anybody. We shouldn't be judgy.
Right.
I guess judge is who we are. Just don't be judgy. Keep your judgmentalness to yourself.
Right.
Question mark. It ain't hurting nobody. Let it go.
Well, and moreover, like if we're, I imagine this gets contradicted somewhere else in the New Testament too. But like, as of right now, the New Testament, which is what Christians love, is, you know, saying don't judge. So,
right.
You know, don't judge.
Don't judge, y'all.
Right.
Stop being so judgy of me not being a believer in God.
Because as I understand it, with Christians, the New Testament, you know, that's the thing. So.
Yeah. Maybe y'all should stop judging me so much. Just saying. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
I got a really serious question for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What will happen to Jews when they die?
That's a great question.
You have two choices.
Okay.
And they both come from Matthew.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the call is definitely coming from inside the house here.
Yeah.
Either they'll go to hell.
Okay.
Or they'll be saved. I know, right? Like, wait, what?
Don't understand. Based on the way that Matthew kind of happened, I'm going to say that the most likely thought process is that they're going to go to hell.
I think that according to the Christians, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Ooh. But I'm going to do this the other way because of the way these verses fall throughout the book of Matthew.
Okay.
In chapter 1, Matthew says they'll be saved. Jesus shall save his people from their sins. And let us never forget that the Jews are his chosen people.
Yeah, but except that multiple times throughout Matthew, he was like,
and then in chapter,
fuck all those old Jew people. Like,
and then,
you know,
that's what Jesus said, guys. Please don't take us out of context. We are absolutely not saying that because we think that that is not what Jesus should be saying.
Right, no, yeah, I realize that sounded a little harsher when I said it out loud, but like, that's what Jesus was saying.
Jesus is so not cool, man.
Right.
He's an anti-Semite, in my opinion. And if he ain't, his followers sure as fuck are.
Right, yeah.
Right, because then in chapter 8, it says, but the children of the kingdom, the Jews, shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Remember when I read that, we were like, that sounds awful, like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not cool.
Well, and it was later in the book because it turned really dark towards the Jewish people. Well,
this was chapter 8
that he said this. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot and about
we
were, that.
Well, that's because it says the children of the kingdom.
Oh.
And we probably just rolled right over it without stopping.
Sure.
The children of the kingdom, though, it's understood to mean the Jews.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's why Christians are like, fuck you.
Right.
And I'm like, y'all nasty.
It really helps me understand. Like, there's this whole thing with Jewish people in the United States where we love to hate them and we love to love them at the same time.
By we, you mean the American Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're God's chosen people, and obviously we love God, right?
If we're Christian.
But at the same time, we're Christians, so they're wrong, so we hate them also.
Right.
Like, I mean, not us, not you and I.
Right.
But
no,
like,
I've never understood that. And like, I've tried to nail people down. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's the same God, but y'all are like, no, you killed our God, but your God is still alive or something.
But you could literally be talking to the same Christian and they would, in one hand, support Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, say something anti-Semitic.
Right.
It baffles the fuck out of me.
And not understand that what they said is anti-Semitic because what? It's just Bible.
Right.
I'm just quoting the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. I don't have anything against anybody. I'm the least racist person you ever met. Ooh. All right. I think this might be the last one that I read for tonight.
Okay.
I think we decided we're going to cut this into two episodes.
Yeah, this is getting a little long already.
Unwieldy.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
Matthew just got so much to say. All right. Number 14. Ready?
Yeah.
Should the gospel be preached to everyone? Yes or no?
I'm assuming yes. Like, yeah. If it were my choice, I would say don't do that shit. But I mean, I'm guessing the Bible says yes.
Matthew has two answers.
Okay.
The call is always coming from inside the house.
Okay.
It's just terrible.
Right.
So I'm going to read his no first because of the way, the order that it falls in Matthew. Okay.
Sure.
In chapter 10, no, the gospel is not supposed to be preached to Gentiles and Samaritans. Okay. In chapter 10, he says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that's where you get the whole, these were just Jewish people arguing about Judaism, how to interpret the old Jewish ways and how to practice their religion. These were just Jewish sects.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
In chapter 15, that was chapter 10. This is chapter 15. He says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So these are just, again, Jewish sects arguing about how to be Jewish.
Sure.
Okay. But then later on, it was like, nah, fuck the Jewish. This is us against them. He specifically says, fuck the Jewish. He does. He says that. And then, like, I don't know what he calls himself at that point. It's really weird because they're not Christian yet, but he's like, and the Jews believe that to this day.
Right.
And I'm just like, so what are you then, weirdo? Well,
when this was written, when this was actually written, it was 70 years
right.
AD. Or,
and what, you know, were CE, they, though?
Whatever.
And what were they at that point?
Well, they were becoming Christian.
Right. So. But they can't be like, and the Jews, those fucks, believe it to this day. They, you can't say that and then say, but I am still Jewish, though. Matthew, what were you?
I think there was some serious anger happening towards mm-hmm. some of the other Jewish sects at that point as well, which is fueling some of these statements that they make in the New Testament.
No, I totally get that. Matthew. I totally get that. I just want to understand, like, but what was our group that became the Christians? What was they calling themselves at that point?
Sure.
They were not calling themselves Jewish.
Right.
They can't say the Jewish people suck and they do all these things and we hate them. Oh, but we're just another sect of Jewishness, though.
Right.
Like, what were y'all calling yourselves? Super right. Jew? I don't know. Were you calling yourself, like Jewish adjacent? Jews for Jesus, like, I don't know. Like, I know that that's a group now. I just, like, they were not calling themselves straight up Jewish, though. They sure. had to have been calling themselves something else to be able to refer to the Jewish people as not them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That doesn't, you can't be like, we, and then also at the same time be like, them, and then have them be the same group.
Right.
That's just pronouns, and they don't work that way.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, moving on to chapter 28. Yeah, the gospel now at this point is supposed to be preached to everyone. Jesus just went up on the mountain because, remember, he died and came back. And he's like, nah, fuck it. We're going for the world here.
Yeah.
We're going for the gold.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Go forth, teach all the fucking nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And this
the
is
fucking
why
end.
We have fucking missionaries and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
Because, you know, all those people needed Jesus, obviously.
Everybody needs Jesus. You just got to get a little Jesus in your heart.
Right. Ugh. Well, that was half the contradictions. So we got more coming probably tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
wife was already working on cutting this down.
I could have
dramatically.
I could have done the best I could. I'm sorry.
This could have ended up being like a 4-hour episode. You know,
this could have been like a 5-parter.
It could have been for sure. So be glad this is only going to end up being two. It should only be two. So we're going to break this into two parts. I just realized, like, as we were reading through this, I was like, this is going to go on way too long. Mm-hmm, so,
Although the problem too is that we're so opinionated, we have things to say about each question.
Sure,
like
there is that.
If we would just like shut up and only just read it and have nothing to add,
right.
We could have buzzed through it. But that's not
that
who we are.
Be us. Yeah,
no,
that, we can't do that.
I cannot.
I'm sorry.
You cannot. We cannot.
Yeah. We are very judgmental of the Bible.
Right? Yeah. It's almost like we're not Christian in any way whatsoever. And we judge the fuck
maybe
out of
if it didn't have, like, endless contradictions every time we read this fucking thing.
You know what? you can actually sing, because I said I had cut it down and that I could make it into one episode. You can sing to me how wrong I was now.
You're always wrong.
Yay! And on that note.
All right, guys. We will see you probably tomorrow. So thanks, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.